The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man was going on a journey and called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1. To each according to their ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received the 2 made another 2. But the man who received the 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried the master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back to settle accounts with them. The one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you are faithful in small matters, I will give you greater responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I made 2 more. He said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful with small matters, I will give you greater responsibilities too. Come and share your master's joy." Then the one who received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back to you." His master said to him, "You wicked servant, lazy servant. You knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Did you not have given my money to the bank? So could have come back to me with interest on my return. Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10. Everyone who has, more will be given until they become rich. But the one who has will be taken away. And throw that useless servant to the darkness outside with this wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. It is a joy to be in God's house this morning. It's a blessing to be up this morning and to be in God's house today. We have many reasons to give thanks and praise to our God today. First and foremost, for God's grace and mercy, which got us up this morning. So we give God thanks and praise for that. We are uniquely blessed today because, as you already know, we have a child to be baptized today. The first child to be baptized in this Jubilee year for us, celebrating how good God is to us and the best is yet to come. We also are blessed today to have our seminarian with us today who will speak to us about the importance of supporting St. Charles Seminary and the Seminary of Appeals. So we have a lot going on today, amen? But first and foremost, at this time, it's time for us to listen to God's word proclaimed and preached. And so I invite you to pray with me. Those who are still moving around, just settle yourself in the name of Jesus. That the word of God already been spread out today might find a home in our hearts as we hear a word that's preached to us this morning. I will bless the Lord at all times. May God's praise always be in my mouth. Lord God, I come before you today with my humanity, my sinfulness, but also with great trust in your love and mercy. And so once again, come by here. Come by here, Lord. Come by here and bless this congregation today that the word that's been proclaimed and preached will indeed edify the people you might be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, let the church say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We got dinosaurs. We got Cheerios. You're going to need these for the next 20 minutes or 30 minutes. I want to preach this morning around the theme, handle your business. Handle your business. Now, I know some phrases might have all kinds of meanings and all kinds of spaces, but get your mind right. And let's talk about handling your business, and specifically handling your Christian business. Somebody say, handle your business. Turn to your neighbor, put a big old Christian smile on your face. You're in church and say, handle your business. Handle your business. You see, the word today is always so rich. But that first reading today in Proverbs is one of my favorite pieces of scripture. In fact, I wish that the church had permitted us to read the entire text. Somebody say homework.
Homework.
You got some homework, church, because I want you to read Proverbs 31, 10 to 31. Because the reading today gives us pieces, but not the whole text. Proverbs 31, 10 to 31, inclusively. Because if you read that, not right now, if you read that text, you will hear the writer speak about the dignity of women. The strength and the dignity of women. First of all, the writer says, when one finds a worthy wife. You see, I prayed over these scriptures long time ago before this day. And I stuck right there when I heard about when one finds a worthy wife. Meaning that there should be a discernment and a process and a testing in relationships. That's why you spend so much time in formation. Because there's a testing, a discernment, and a process in a relationship to become ordained in the church. Can I get amen?
Amen.
I ask them. Because these two men are discerning if God is calling them and they're being called themselves to ministry and ordination. Many times the reason why we're so messed up in our human relationships is because we have not put the work in of discernment. We've not done the process, the prayer. Sometimes it's all the external stuff, but we don't realize this is for life in the Lord. And so the man should be asking God, is this the one you want me to be with for the rest of my life? Is this the one you want to mother my children? You see, you reap what you sow. If you're looking in the club for a worthy wife, now I'm not saying you can't find a righteous woman in the club, but if that's your place where you go to look for a worthy wife, you might reap what you sow. Because what goes around. I was talking to a young college student today who met the love of her life across the world online. Father Thorne, I met him. He's the man for me. I want to meet him and go overseas and lay down my life with him. You've never met him. Well, I had FaceTime. We had Skype. There's something different about looking someone in the eye, touching the hand, and knowing it's really real. You see, when one finds a worthy wife, her value is beyond price. How blessed is this man who found a wife like this? Because she shows us how to handle your business. If you read the text of Proverbs 31, you will understand the truth. This woman is handling her business at home and her job. In the house and outside the house. She's able to take care of her family, to build relationship, but she's also able to handle her financial business. If you read the text, the full text, this lady is mean. She's doing her thing. Up early in the morning, sell her possessions, handling her business, taking care of her family. That's why people say, give her praise and reward for her labors. Because charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. She is handling her business. Almost like Sister Lynn Marie with her reefs. She's been selling these reefs. How much they cost? 40? How much to make it? Don't lie, you're in church. 10? She handling her business, huh? That's what I'm talking about. But that's an example of how we should be seeing in this woman in the scripture. As an example of model of how we should be handling our business, church.
Amen.
And seeing in women the gift that they are from God. My Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, Adam had everything he needed. Had possession of the land and the sea, the animals, all of creation, but he was still lonely. And God raised up woman to be a partner for him. Not to be dragged by his feet, but to walk together. Are y'all with me this morning?
Yes.
To walk together, hand in hand, equal partners. And yet, what have we done as a society to women? Because when this country, this great experiment was started, they were white men down on Chestnut Street. To begin this thing called America. Somehow saying we were all included, but we were not because women were not there. If they were there, it might look a little bit different today in the United States of America. Why is it? It wasn't until 1920 when women got the right to vote as equal citizens in our country. Why is it? That the sickness and the evil of slavery thought it was okay for master or master's son to go down to the slave quarters and rape the dignity of African women, to pollute our blood with the sickness of rape. And we wonder why today the ugly head of sexual harassment in the workplace. It's showing up. It's always been there, but thank God somebody is speaking up and saying, you can't do that to me. You can't do that to me. I belong here. You see, church, if you know the scriptures today, the strength and the dignity of somebody who handles their business in the church circle, all the women in church today, please stand. If y'all walked out.
Thank you.
Amen.
Wouldn't be much of a choir.
No.
And other ministries would not be as blessed as they are. I know women who spend hours after church to make sure our money is counted correctly. That we handle our financial business. I know women who hold up this community. I'm not trying to be anti-man. I'm a man myself. But thank God we've got some women up in here in the church. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God for your ministry. And yet, we have excluded, take your seats, lady, excluded women from the very gift I have as priest. And excluded them from all kinds of decisions in the church. As I watched the U.S. bishops meet this week, I thought to myself, what would it be like if there were some women there, not as secretaries, not handling the food and the drinks, making the beds and the hotel's room, but making decisions about the church in America?
Amen.
What would it be like? My sister often says, if the church and church leadership, and specifically the bishops, ever talked to a mother when it came to sexual abuse of children, and what to do with those who do that, we would not be in the mess we are today. Because we need the balance of both. For me as a man, as a celibate man, I rely on the wisdom of women to make decisions about the church and about my life. Because when one finds a worthy wife or worthy relationships at all, you are blessed. When someone encourages you and pushes you to handle your business. There's some of us in this church today who need to hear that word. That close to making a radical decision about your future. The word today reminds you to handle your business because God is watching us.
Yes.
The gospel today, Matthew 25, he tells a story Jesus does about what God expects from us. When God gives us talents and gifts, God expects a return. God expects you to use your gifts and your talents to magnify the Lord and magnify the church. And to the one who took the talent and buried it, it's a wicked word. God does not want you to bury your gifts. And some of you do just that. No, God expects you to handle your business. God expects me to handle our business. It might be where you are academically, in terms of finishing your degrees, moving on to the next level. It might mean getting involved in a certain ministry. To our young people who are here today, handle your business in school. Less time worrying about the teacher and do what you gotta do to graduate on time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Handle your business. To those who perhaps are in circles or spaces of leadership and ministry, handle your business to widen that circle. That our Jubilee year is not just talk and ceremony. We have a lot of talk and a lot of ceremony, but very little action sometimes. Handle your business to create new ministries to welcome those who are trying to see if St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is where they want to worship their God.
Amen.
Handle your business. Someone said to me in a priest circle, when I mentioned that St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is current in their bills to the diocese, those long days of owing money, having somebody spot you for this or that, and you pay them back. That's how it worked. But by God's grace and hard work, we handle our business. At a time when many Black Catholic churches depend upon the diocese or somebody else to help them out, it's not arrogance, it's called stewardship. It's taught being an adult Christian. It's part giving back because God's been good to you.
Yes.
The priest said, I didn't think y'all paid your bills. I thought we took care of y'all. In the name of Jesus, I had to remind myself I was a Christian man. I had to check my brother to remind him, in this house, we handle our business.
Amen.
Because when you handle your business, you got freedom. Sometimes folks don't want you to be too free. That's the color purple. They don't want you to be too free. But once you have your freedom in the Lord, once you are free, once you handle your business, you're no longer stuck. So God expects us to handle our business. John and Chanel, been blessed to know you for many years. And certainly, John, we prayed you would find a worthy wife, and you did. As I said, discernment and process is important. And I witnessed your marriage. And I witnessed the joy that God has brought you because you're open to God's grace in your life. And you've been blessed by a son and blessed by a daughter. And some folks might question why we baptize infants in the Catholic Church. But I suggest you are handling your business.
Amen.
Your children are a gift from God. They belong to God. You are the trustees and the stewards of that life that belongs to God. Your children will know how to grow up by listening, but especially watching you. They might be little, but they know when parents are arguing. They know when someone strikes another. They know when someone is cheating and being unfaithful. You can't hide that, church. What you do in the dark will come out in the light.
Amen.
So we have to pray for our couples and encourage them to handle your business. Your children may make other decisions about their faith as they grow up. But in their first few months, they know, behold, the only one greater than thyself. They know They're surrounded by family and friends who got their back spiritually. That's what it means to be a godmom, a godpop. I'm going to walk with these parents. They know the love prayer of grandma. So glad today. God woke me up this morning. I'm so glad today for my mother, my sisters, my teachers from Holy Souls, and all the women who have mothered me and sistered me throughout my life. I'm so glad to pastor a church where we understand the dignity that belongs to women and men. I'm so glad that we have a place we can handle our business. I'm so glad to lift up another child, that she will always know the strength and the dignity of a woman. Amen.